Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've got a real treat for you. Maybe. It's hard to tell. In this hour, Ryan Shire Wigglesworth will be making an appearance, and we just had a big in-studio fight over what kind of music would be appropriate to accompany Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
Not the kind of fight you're thinking. It was physical.
They have cameras.
We didn't say anything.
Just don't use your words, kids. Use your fists.
It was more like slapping.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan, I use my fists.
Yeah, Annie came in like,
ow!
Fist.
Yeah, oh man. So that we're going to try that. Usually we try these things, and if you're not there when we do it the first time, you're never going to hear it again.
That's
so
right.
You're going to want to stick around.
It's going to be a big failure.
We only have the highest expectations for Ryan Shire Wigglesworth. And Ryan Shire is just ironically watching the Arizona audits. Maybe that's how we should report on it.
I am. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's digging through the news that already came out this morning is ridiculous. Because like all the big news outlets are going to have the preferred algorithms.
How
so
could this go bad?
It's going to be really hard to follow, but I'm going to do my best.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I did. Thank you, Mike Myers.
I didn't even make fun of you when you said epitomes before.
Epitomizes.
No, you said epitomes.
It.
Yeah, you did.
But if you go back to the tape,
your
facial expressions said enough.
Did you see?
Of course.
You could rewind on Odyssey on the app and hear it as well in the last segment.
You could. That's a great feature
it
of
is.
The Odyssey app.
Yeah, you should download it.
Yeah, digital's great.
My problem is my vocabulary is just too big.
Oh, enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
Your vocabulary is so big, but you've never heard the word patina before.
I haven't heard of the word patina before.
It's on an advertisement on this station.
Well, I don't have a good excuse for that one. It's just one of the areas where I'm ignorant. Do we have his?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
So when I say it, we're ready to go?
Yep.
Digital get down?
Digital get down.
Get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get the fight, too, if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
All right, Rob Kramer in here with us, one of our favorite times of the week. How are you doing, Rob?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
Good to hear.
How are you, Brad Range?
I am well.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Trisha?
I'm well, thanks.
Okay. What's going on?
We're all doing well. Yeah, no, it's Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Aren't you happy that fall came in right on time?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it was almost like 2 o'clock on the 22nd or the 1st, 22nd, whatever one it was. It just became beautiful and fallish outside.
So true. Such a neat conversation.
Ryan!
Wow.
Sassy pants. All right.
What happened to you? Who hurt you?
Annie did. She slapped me over and over before this segment started.
Well, with all the leaves falling off the trees, it's going to be easier to pull the stick out of his butt. So.
Having a good time.
Yeah. Come on. We're all friends here.
Hey, neat.
It's really great that you guys are getting along so well since on the webcam you're almost physically touching each
other. Yeah, it was weird. We're so close that I could really put my arm around him for the whole segment. And yet, right before we went live, Brad goes, can you guys move together a little bit?
You could Chris Cuomo him right now.
I was like, no, I can't, Brad. I'm not moving closer to
Ryan,
name,
I would move
Rob?
You guys closer until you're making physical contact.
What do you got? This is about you, Rob.
Easy, Cuomo.
You're not my boss anymore, right?
All right, we got to go to break.
Yeah.
We're 10 minutes early, but
Cuomo.
Hey. Need to recover here.
Just got Cuomo.
You know, you guys have been talking about a lot going on today, and so I'm not sure if you were able to listen into POTUS's speech that he gave a couple of hours ago.
Yes.
And I wasn't able to listen to the first hour, so if you hit on this, you know, you can cut me off. But,
no. Other people come in and go.
Yeah, so.
What's convenient for them?
President Biden today was talking about his Build Back Better agenda, and he said, and I quote, "We talk about price tags. It's zero price tag on the debt. We're going to pay for everything we spend. I'm tired of trickle down. Trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well."
Listen, we have it. Trillionaires?
You know, people, understandably. Well, you know, it started off at $6 trillion. Now it's $3.5 trillion. Now it's going to be $2.9 trillion. It's going to be zero, because in that plan that I put forward, and I said from the outset, I said, I'm running to change the dynamic of how the economy grows. I'm tired of trickle down. The trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well. Yeah. You all know, you've all reported it.
The only trillionaire I know is the federal government.
Yeah, that's because there is no human trillionaire. In fact, this is how funny it is, you guys. As I was typing up my show prep today, I titled this section Millionaires, Billionaires, and Trillionaires. Microsoft Word put the red squigglies under trillionaires. Though millionaires and billionaires.
Even Bill Gates is like, come on.
Right? It's not even a word. They think it's misspelled. So I wanted to dig into it real quickly because I'm a big believer in, like, after you've put your foot in your mouth right there, nobody should listen to anything more that you have to say because that doesn't exist.
You didn't arrive at this conclusion with Biden on September 24th, did you?
It's been a long time coming. It was established even before he was president. But so I wanted to look into it. And this was actually really interesting, I thought. A lot of people believe that Jeff Bezos is the world's richest man, and that is no longer true.
We talked about this at the beginning, and we were like, who is it? We didn't know.
Well, you know what? That's why we have Rob and the Digital Get Down. Woo-hoo! Because as of early August, it is now a 72-year-old Frenchman who is the founder, chair, and chief executive officer of LVMH.
Which is?
It's a luxury goods conglomerate covering fashion, jewelry, cosmetics, and wines and spirits.
Hmm.
Brands include Louis Vuitton. There's going to be a lot of things here that I don't know how to pronounce, so hopefully some other people can help me out with.
Some high-end fancy
Sephora,
stuff.
Sephora, Hennessy, uh-huh. And then Tiffany, the jeweler.
Those are some high-dollar mm-hmm. luxury brands.
He is worth... his net worth...
$1 trillion.
$30 trillion. $186.3 billion.
$186.
So for those of you keeping track at home, there is a large number of billions to be able to get to trillionaire.
You know who they say is actually the world's richest man off the books? Vladimir Putin.
Sure.
Yeah, they say he's worth probably about three times that.
That would make sense. Well, you want to talk about power and authority in the news earlier this week that really didn't get covered well by the mainstream media. Wonder why was the opponent to Vladimir Putin in the upcoming elections had created this app that was available through the Apple and the Google Play Store that you could basically go and kind of secure your vote to make sure that there was no fraud and whatnot. Right. And it was kind of basically it was for people that were voting for this guy,
mm-hmm.
the guy that's anti Putin. Well, all of a sudden on Monday, guess which app was no longer in either of the app stores in Russia?
And whose choice is that? Who gets to say yes or no to what's in the app stores?
The app stores themselves.
Yeah.
And which are owned by
like Russia,
Vladimir Putin.
Russia doesn't decide what's in the app stores.
Correct.
The people who own Google or Google Play or the App Store, they make those
right.
decisions.
And so let's go back 3 years ago.
Because you remember when they took Getter, or no, Parler.
Right.
They took Parler out of
exactly
the App Store.
And let's go back 3 years ago. Google, you know, came out and said they were no longer going to accept advertising from like payday loan companies anymore because they thought that there was a lot of predatory practices there for, you know, charging high interest rates on people getting advancements on their paychecks and whatnot, right? It was $1 billion a year industry as far as advertisement revenue for Google alone in the United States. $1 billion, not trillion, $1 billion. And Google said, no, we're no longer taking that kind of money. And so on the surface right away, you thought, oh, wow, Google, what an amazing company. They really care about the people, right? They're going to forego all this revenue because they actually care about, you know, people that are disadvantaged that might need an advancement on their paycheck. No, 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 no. There's billions and billions and billions of other dollars coming in, right? Mm-hmm. So that's exactly right, Annie, is, you know, how do you feel about a company that, you know, has the ability to take away things based on what they think, not necessarily yeah. what might be good for the people or whatnot, but just their own personal beliefs.
We talked earlier in the week, too, about how virtue is like the hottest commodity out there right now. And you look at advertising campaigns, and I say this as Joe Biden highlighted it. It was I think it was a CNN town hall, and I think it was with Jake Tapper. But Joe Biden was talking about how you can't turn on your television anymore without seeing biracial couples in commercials on your television. That is a business selling virtue to you because they want you to feel warm and fuzzy about what they did on that TV screen so that you spend money with them. All of these decisions that are being made with these big companies, when it looks like there's a warm and fuzzy, you don't even really have to dig that much further to understand that they're making a business decision, not a virtue decision, but they're preying on people's desire to feel virtuous about themselves, and they do it.
And maybe one of the best examples of that that actually got reversed after a while was Dove, you know, the company that makes the lotions and soaps and whatnot. They created this campaign a couple of years ago where they stopped featuring super pencil thin supermodels, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a female focused campaign, so they're all women featured in the creative and the advertisements, and it was women's of all different shapes and sizes, right? And like celebrate you and your skin type of thing. Well, again, not widely reported. After about 6 months of running that campaign, doing market research, they found out that a lot of people were turned off by seeing people that weren't beautiful, pencil-thin models. Mm-hmm. And so they started pulling away from that a little bit. So now they're looking for...
Quietly,
of course. So now their campaign is still like, you should feel comfortable in your skin so long as you are not, you know, on the, you know, extreme side of the spectrum as far as being larger or maybe not the traditional beautiful in a body shape and
whatever
image.
It is that Hollywood, the industry that they're in and need to sell these things, defines it as. Not what any of us think is beautiful, not, you know, how we look at our family members and think that they're beautiful because they are and because we love them, but some, you know, rip and read script of who is beautiful in the eyes of what is needed in order to sell things to people.
Exactly.
What else you got?
Exactly right. Well, we refrained from making fun of what's Wiggins' new name?
Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
Ryan Shire. We refrained from making fun of Ryan as much. He brought a lot of it upon himself last Friday, so I didn't have to go into the segment. But
oh, you're saying last week?
Last week.
Oh.
Last week. Oh. You sound a little Minnesotan there, yeah?
I did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That wasn't. I don't know what the hell that was, but surely wasn't Minnesotan.
I'm not a Minnesotan, so I wouldn't know.
Welcome to the beer garden. I'm from Minnesota.
Well,
I don't think that's... We've had a lot of conversation about where Ryan Shire Wigglesworth is from and what kind of music he listens to.
One, I love that he got upset earlier.
Really upset.
When you were playing some
music. Painfully upset.
You were playing some music that sounded maybe a little bit more Scottish than British, what he was looking for.
He was aggressively offended.
Yes, well, and now this accent that he's just given is more in line with, like, Irish to me. So, I mean, I guess it's still the British Isles, so you're
like,
okay,
Ryan Shire Wigglesworth isn't a real person. We can be whoever we want him to be.
Last Friday on Annie, Are You Okay? Ryan had a story talking about the Sequoia and Redwoods that were being covered in what looked to be aluminum foil, or as... Ryan Shire would say aluminium as his British counterparts. Aluminium. I came running into the studio on Tuesday during a commercial break because I was so excited as the internet reported, it is working. These trees that are being covered up in the fire blanket, the fire-resistant material, is actually helping save trees and structures like cabins and lake homes in California and Oregon and Washington from these blazes. And so
that's great news.
It might look a little pathetic, but actually there's a part of the Sequoia National Forest.
Well, I was just saying, the Minnesotan arrives in St. Louis.
It's starting to go away. they call them the Four Guardsmen. They're very large sequoias. Kind of they almost look like pillars to an entrance into the park. And over the weekend, the fire went and passed right through them.
That's
but because
great.
They were covered, they were completely saved.
What did we know? Absolutely nothing.
I think this is remarkable, though. I wanted to share the statistics. So they're talking about the KNP complex fire out in California has now burned 24,000 acres.
Wow.
And is 0% contained. I'm not very good with spatially understanding how large that is.
24,000 acres?
24,000
well,
acres.
Well, just under 24. He's rounding up.
Just under, yeah. So, you know, Mr. Calculator over here wanted to make sure. And it was above 500, so I did round up accordingly and, you know, correctly.
Brian is, abstained from this entire conversation.
We're standing so damn close to each other that he can, see everything on my paper.
Yeah, it used
here.
To smell good in here.
He's,
yeah,
so obsessed with audits. He's auditing Rob Kramer.
You know
right
what's
now.
Bothering me? I can't. So Trisha was on this computer.
That's
I tried
Trisha's
typing
fault.
In all the different people who I follow to follow this stuff. On Trisha's Twitter, I didn't realize I was on your Twitter.
Did you tweet anything?
No.
Why not?
But Twitter will not let me find any of those people, even if I type in their full name.
Maybe they're all blocked right now.
Apparently they are.
She might have those names muted on Twitter.
I had to go into my own name, and now they're all there, and everybody's just waiting because nothing's happened yet.
So how large is 24,000 acres for people that are listening that are like me that can't really
That's
picture that as
gigantic.
Much?
It's huge.
It's 18 times the size of Forest Park's footprint. 18 different forest parks have been burned in this one forest fire out in California right now.
Good grief.
Seems pretty big.
It's a lot. It's a lot of trees.
I'm going to leave that softball floating in the air and let that one fall. But yes, it does seem
seems like
very
a big area, Rob.
Very large, you know? A very, very large area.
Digital, get down.
Is Ryan Shire prepared?
I don't know. Yes. We'll just see what happens. It's going to be bad.
We know, Ryan. We know. Yeah. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
When we come back?
Yeah.
You sure?
No. But yes.
I'm confident.
Okay.
All right.
As long as you are.
A quick break. We come back. Rob Kramer is staying in studio with us. But Ryan Shire Wigglesworth will be joining us, and we do not know what will happen next. Stick around to find out. Don't go away.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
This is
the music you wanted.
This is not, no. Who is this?
Meghan Trainor.
Ah, Meghan Trainor. Yep.
The song She's always the... reminded me of Donald Trump.
Did he use that song?
He should have.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, I get what Meghan Trainor is doing and I enjoy it, but it's just like a song about how great I am.
Oh, okay.
If I was you,
okay.
I'd want to be me too. I mean, what's more Donald Trump than that?
That's true. That's true. He should lean into that stuff more.
Are you prepared?
I don't know.
Brad, are you prepared?
I got to wait for the music to see what you ended up picking before I can find the voice. I haven't even tried the voice yet.
I think I'm ready.
I'm a team player. Let's hear from Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
Wow.
A news report on a Friday afternoon.
Okay.
What?
I need a napkin. Brad, you got a tissue or something?
Senate Democrats?
No, I don't like that voice.
Could you do this? Could you get this in line? You had 24 hours.
I forgot.
I told you.
I have other things I do
Brad
here.
Checked
I
with
told you.
You.
I know,
that studio.
Look, I'm not going to go sit in my office next to
Y98
people
to
and be
it.
Like, Senate Democrats are accelerating their 2022
he
midterm
like,
election
he
efforts.
You sound like Bane.
That was you in the bathroom this morning then, huh?
That's what I mean,
I
see?
I heard that.
The
you
women's
just walk
bathroom,
around
no
the
less.
Hallway. This would be the one place you probably could get away with doing that. I'm still not going to do it.
Go.
People at Camo X wear suits and ties. I'm not
going
to walk around.
And that's why they're Camo X and you're not. So do Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
Senate Democrats are accelerating their 2022 midterm election efforts with a $30 million field organization
totally
push
me.
Targeting
I gotta pee.
Nine states that will help determine the control of the chamber.
Kind of sounds like Harry Potter there with the Chamber
and
of Secrets.
If Harry Bane. Potter and Bane had a child.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark.
You should do this next this paragraph in that voice.
In my Bane
yeah,
voice.
Go ahead.
Okay. The program Defend the Majority, details which were shared with the NBC News, represents the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee's largest financial commitment. Molded by it.
Indeed.
I didn't experience the light until I was merely a man, and by then it was nothing to me but blind anger.
That's key to it. You have to just emphasize words randomly.
Always there, yes.
I really wish we would have picked my bagpipe music.
No, this is good.
Democrats control the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. The chamber's even split guarantees expensive and competitive races next year.
You're really good at this voice.
Democrats hope to grow their majority, take away leverage from moderates like Senator Joe Manchin.
Can you imagine being a KMX employee in the bathroom right now? Hearing this?
There, that's happening.
They're like, we're putting in this much effort every day.
Yeah.
And then you can respond in a perfect Bane quote, and you think that gives you power over me?
Republicans seek to regain a majority that can block President Joe Biden's agenda.
You got a lot of jowls in there.
How amazing would it be if, like, Trump contacts you for his, like, 2024 campaign and you come out with, America, take back your country.
America, take back your country.
Very good.
You know what? You want to be even better is if Camo X
like
contacted me.
You're
like, you know what? That voice was really good. Can you be our new news reporter?
You're just
like when we talked about you're the sixth man on the bench. Get in the game. Like Camo X
Wiggins.
Coming over. Where have you been? You're incredible.
Oh my God.
Nobody's paying attention to the news like that anymore. They would focus on what you were saying, finally. You want to do the next one?
Go for it.
Here, Rob, you can do this one right here.
The targeted races for now feature only one GOP senator who plans to seek re-election. Marco Rubio of Florida.
The Florida.
Who faces a challenge from Democratic Rep Val Demings.
Val Demings.
In Wisconsin, Republican Senator Ron Johnson hasn't yet said whether he'll run against or he'll run again next year.
Nobody knew.
So have you ever done that voice before?
No.
You're really good at it.
I told you I did not.
It might be what you're best at.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Unfortunately, that means that at some point you're just going to call on Ryan Shire Wigglesworth again.
It's going to happen.
And I'm going to have to remember what I did because I will not.
We will put it in the file.
Okay. Yeah, put it in the public file.
Oh, I asked Rob if he had ever heard Ryan Wiggins's version of my intro song. Set it up. Why did you do this?
That was when I was still on the Glover show.
Yeah.
And I...
Wasn't it your first day on the Glover
show? It was close.
I think it was
because I actually had a better relationship with you guys on this show before I was hired full-time because I was just doing part-time stuff. And so I was talking with you guys a lot doing bits with you.
Yeah.
What was the bits we were doing? What were those called?
Captain Obvious.
Captain Obvious.
Yes.
That's right, where I'd be on the street like reporting on something.
That's where you did the Brexit one and you were in the background going, fish and chips.
Yeah,
and
that's
chips.
Right. I had to make ambience.
Yeah. His own.
Yeah.
Because everybody in Britain and the United Kingdom just walks around saying
yes, bobbies instead of police. Like that's just random conversation going on in the background.
Yeah.
So when I started on that show, I told them, and the only person that knew about it was Andrew at the time, so the rest of the show didn't know what was coming. I said, you guys, I made a new show open for you guys. Hopefully you like it. And so we played that, which I don't know if you have or not, but it's an exact duplication of the open of this show.
Was this hard to do?
It wasn't easy.
Time consuming.
Yeah. But all the voice, all the clips, all the music, well, the music's not, but the song, like lyrics and everything are all done by me.
That is.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, it was pretty good while
technology.
It lasted.
Even the computer's
so, as you can see, the Glover team didn't get the joke.
Not,
it was a little short.
Not Brad's fault. This computer just froze up. But yeah, this is.
Is that thing going to explode on us randomly?
Maybe.
You're doing a great job, though,
just
Brad.
Take this down just a hair.
All Ryan Wiggins all the time.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right. Gotta love this American ride.
Like, you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I love America, sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I love when he harmonizes with himself. I'm pretty good at that. You remind me of Ed Helms' character from The Office, Andy, who does all four parts of the his own personalized ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
Tweedly, tweed, tweed, tweedly, tweed. Rocking in the treetop all day long.
Oh, man. All right.
Yep, good. That one's a classic.
Eric on YouTube says, oh, how I love Fridays on the Annie Fry Show.
Darn and right.
Dan says, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah. We hear that too, Dan.
Is it still from the Hanson brothers earlier? Is that what the deal is?
Chris says.
So seriously, do the Hanson brothers ever have another song? I mean, is there anything else from
them? They had one other one that I remember playing on the radio, but I don't remember what it was.
They did the acoustic version of Mbop like
later. Yeah, that Acoustic was, Sunrise.
Hanson Kiss. Right.
Here's one from the old days, Hanson.
I wish they would have never gotten back together because the story would have been a lot cooler, but I actually attended the last concert of the Jonas Brothers the day they broke up back in Minneapolis. They did a small concert for our radio station group before they performed that night. They ended up not performing that night because they broke up minutes after the little acoustic session they did for my coworkers and myself.
Whoa, that's
was it
weird.
A dramatic breakup?
It would have had to have been.
It wasn't like we didn't see anything happen type of thing. It was just like afterwards, I remember I had friends at the station that were going to go to the concert that night. And all of a sudden, you know, the concert gets canceled, which is something we've become accustomed to over the past 18 months with COVID and whatnot. But obviously not very typical back 5-6 years ago. So, yeah, it was kind of, for a period there, I was like, oh, yeah, I was the last person to ever see the Jonas Brothers, you know.
And maybe you're their Yoko Ono.
Probably. And I was, you know, cheering in the front row, shirtless, flipping my shirt around like a helicopter in front stage.
That's people a different
like,
concert.
This is an acoustic concert for 20 people, dude. What are you doing?
Do you remember the Hanson song, Where's the Love? Where's
yes,
the love?
I do.
It's not enough. It's like a pretty good.
Oh,
pop,
no.
Pop
I was thinking of a different song, Where's the
people
Love by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
No, this is a different one.
Does
maybe
Annie
we'll
practice what she preach?
Not always.
Does she turn the other cheek?
Definitely
Annie,
not.
Annie, help
that song
us.
Is not about me.
Any song can be about you if you just change the words.
True.
Kind of like I say, any song can be a country song if you just put a little twang on
yeah.
it. Like,
that's not necessarily
want you to
true,
make me feel like I'm the only man in the world.
Oh, that's a good example.
It is.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what's wrong with country music today.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Honestly.
Here we are.
All right. Let's take a quick break when we come back. Annie, are you okay before we turn it into the Mark Reardon Show at 3? So stick around. Make sure you join us for Annie, Are You Okay? On our live stream. And you can weigh in on the questions they ask me. Yeah, sometimes I, especially with Ryan's, so he like tells crazy stories. He's like, I don't know what to ask you. That yeah. happens a lot.
Yes, it does.
It does. I'm not saying anything yeah. is not true.
Here's a story. I don't, what
well,
do you think about
what
that?
What segment are we doing? Yeah. All right. Stick around. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Very happy to be with you and hope that you're enjoying this beautiful Friday afternoon. We got Rob Kramer in here. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
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 Try that again. Okay,
hi.
Good. Ryan Wiggins back in the room with us. I don't know, where'd you just go? Where have you been?
The bathroom.
As usual. Trisha's in here with us as well, supervising Brad, the executive producer of the Annie Fry Show, but he's doing it, right?
I'm just kind of hanging out.
Are you impressed?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Me too.
Brad, are you impressed with yourself?
No, I totally had all the confidence in the world that I could do this.
Yeah. Why does your face look like that?
Because I'm lying.
Is that a tear?
He's just meeting his own criteria for himself.
Are you sweating?
100% of the
excellence.
Time. Yeah.
Excellence in broadcasting right here on the Annie Fry Show.
You told me at the very beginning that the way this has to happen is it doesn't matter how chaotic it is behind the scenes, as long as it sounds good on the radio.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. So if you want to see how chaotic it is behind the scenes, jump on the webcam because it gets chaotic sometimes.
Sometimes Brad Range just circles 3 times really hectically before he pushes buttons because he panics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like a rooster
and
always, on the farm.
And it's always the right button.
You got to see it to believe it, really. Let's do a little Annie, Are You Okay? On a Friday afternoon. You ready for that?
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
All right, Ryan Wiggins been preparing all week for this segment here, and by that I mean the last 5 minutes.
Well, you might have heard of the concept of a bridge in music, but what about a bridge that makes music? Guitarist Nate Merceau is taking that term literally.
Oh, man.
In July, he released a new album in collaboration with the Golden Gate Bridge. Yes, you read that right. Titled Duets.
We didn't read it.
The Golden...
You read it.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Clearly.
which features droning guitar improvisations over the eerie hum of the Bay Area landmark.
This is the most riveting radio we've done all week.
Yeah, we don't have the actual song either, so that would have been a good idea. Merceau says he first heard about the sound through a San Francisco Chronicle article that delved into how residents have been complaining about it. But when Merceau heard the recordings of the sound, which is produced by wind passing through the slats of the bridge, he was immediately struck by its beauty. Annie, would you listen to Duet's The Golden Gate Bridge album? Are you okay with that?
Here we go again. Ryan, you're killing me.
What? Annie, are you okay with listening to that?
Completely honestly, I don't even know what you just read. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be okay with. Am I okay with it? If I don't know, why don't you tell me if I'm okay with it?
Yeah, I think you're fine with it. I think you might even enjoy that. Well, we're going to have to let's do a whole day of Golden Gate Bridge bump music, and then we'll know.
Okay.
All right, Annie is okay with it.
She's okay, Annie.
All right, how about Tiger King Season 2? Will be coming to screen sooner than you think.
Did
Netflix
Tiger King land at the perfect time for it to be Tiger King?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Would Tiger King, if without COVID, would anybody know about Tiger King?
No.
Maybe. I mean, it's a pretty entertaining show, but
people
it
have
did
to,
land.
People
at
have
the
to
moment.
Watch it to know that it's. Because I remember being in my basement before I moved into my studio, and we were talking about it, and I said, here's what we're going to do for COVID. I go, Ryan, we're going to assign you one episode of these popular things, and you can review it for us, and you watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I never have seen a single.
You still haven't?
No.
It's really entertaining. I mean, it pulls you in, because it's all real. I mean, how real is it? But really, like, people did die. People did run for office. You know, there's actual crime involved.
Rob, did you watch Tiger King?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it's to Ryan's point, there's a character, kind of the Tiger King's nemesis, if you will, Carol Baskin. You've probably heard the name once or twice.
I've heard people be insulted by being called Carol Baskin.
Right. It's kind of like a Karen type of comment, yeah. I guess. She is on Dancing with the Stars this season. And not that that's a show that I watch religiously, just every night, you know, multiple times a night. But that's kind of to your point, you know. I think the reason that it was as popular as it was because a lot of people were sitting around, you know, with a lot more time.
Yeah. You had time to fill and kill.
The average American watched 7 hours of video a day in 2019, that jumped up to 9.5 hours of video a day for the average American in 2020. A day.
That's crazy.
That's
Trisha,
a full
work day. Did you watch Tiger King?
I did. It was the first show I ever sat there on my couch from start to finish with my friends and watched. So I watched the whole thing in one day.
I remember Ryan being like, I couldn't. Like, after the first he's like, I can't just stop.
They all end on cliffhangers. I mean, they did a great
job.
Know,
it's like they know what they're doing.
It's like they were making a TV show.
Brad, did you watch it?
No.
You and I.
No.
It's pretty good. But I will ask you this. Annie, are you okay with a Tiger King season 2?
It's hard to say since I haven't been okay enough personally to watch the first one. And I've heard from lots of people that it's devoid of.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Anything that is
it's the morality of the moment
valuable. So, you know, I don't know if I'm okay with it, but I'm not gonna. I have no desire to dedicate. I don't even have Netflix anymore, actually.
Good for you.
So I got rid of it when they put the cuties thing on there, and my husband and I said, if there's something that we have to see or some reason we have to get it back, we will. And we just have enough other things going on that we've not put it back on since we canceled it. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just be aggressively selfish and say, no, I'm not okay with that. I want Tiger King.
Good for you.
Sorry, guys.
All right. With the backing of a billionaire businessman, four private citizens blasted off Wednesday night from Kennedy Space Center in Florida for a first-of-its-kind, fully commercial, three-day space flight, aboard SpaceX crew capsule, riding to an altitude higher than any person has flown in 2 decades. The launch kicked off SpaceX's fourth ever crew mission to low Earth orbit, but the first without any NASA astronauts on board. Annie, would you do it?
No. No.
Really?
I struggle going 2 hours to Orlando on Southwest Airlines. I also, everybody knows my puke story, right?
I know the puke
story. Everybody but Rob.
I don't know the puke story.
Oh, boy.
I'm a big fan of puke stories, though. I got a good one as well afterwards. So.
Bet mine's worse.
Potentially. Mine's very embarrassing.
Well, I was flying on a 6 a.m. flight. I think this was...
6 a.m. flight, pre-flight.
This was, I think this was either our first or our second time going to Disney World for like a yearly trip. And so it was just my family. And I had my two oldest kids in the, you know, seat. There's three seats there. I was sitting on the window. My daughter was sitting in the middle and my son was sitting on the outside. And the plane had taken off. We were sitting, I think, in maybe the fourth or fifth row on the right side of the plane. And there was a couple sitting in front of us. They were probably in their 60s. And she got sick on the plane. So she's sitting in the middle seat in the row in front of us. Mm-hmm. And she got sick and she threw up and she projectile vomited into the seat in front of her.
Oh, awesome.
So much that it deflected off the seat.
Ricochet.
Over her seat onto me into my mouth.
Oh, yes.
No. It was on the window on the side of
she
me. It was on my dress.
Pre-flight.
It was on my daughter's leg. I'm grateful that that's all. Can you imagine in COVID world? I am four masks on planes, people. Wear them. Oh, my gosh. So literally, like, I'm sitting there, and I was horrified, mortified, and disgusted. So I was, like, wiping my mouth out with the dress that I was wearing, just like scrubbing my mouth out. And they're attending to this woman, and as they should have attended to this woman. And the flight attendant looks back at me, and I must have had a look on my face. And she looks, she goes, "Are you okay?" I go, "It's in my mouth." And she goes, "Do you want some alcohol?" And I was like, "Yes." So she brought me a little thing of whiskey, and I just swished some whiskey and I drank it. And someone else goes, "Why didn't you spit it out?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I don't know why I didn't spit it out." So I had my 6 a.m. shot, and then I flew the rest of the way to Orlando with the vomit on this. Like, I had to scrub it off of the wall next to me, and it was on my, like, I could see it on my clothes. And I mean, I felt bad for this woman because, like, it happened. It wasn't like something that was personally done to me, but it was done.
So mine wasn't as, yours is really disgusting.
Yeah.
So,
so get this, though.
Back, get this.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but
I'm really sorry that it happened to me.
Back in Minnesota, it's Christmas Eve mass, midnight mass. I had dinner with my family.
Where
excited family
all
ahead
good
of time.
Vomit stories began.
And my family, like, I always used to make fun of my parents because, like, they wanted to be the teacher's pet or the priest's pet, if you will. It sounds a little bad, but you know what I'm going for. They like to sit in the front row at church. And I'm like, we don't need to sit in the front row. There's, like, 50 rows. Like, we're not going to get into heaven any quicker by sitting in the front row versus the third. But here we are, Christmas Eve mass in the front row, and... You know, we had communion, so we're sitting there waiting for everybody else to go through the line and get their communion, and I'm sitting there not feeling real well after that sip of wine. You know, it's not wine anymore. It's the blood of our Lord and Savior, but regardless. Sitting there feeling not so good, and my dad's like, "Are you going to puke?" I'm like, no, I'm fine.
That sounds totally like something dad says.
Right, and progressively.
You better not puke.
Progressively. Like,
are
this,
you okay, sweetie?
This is the brand new church in our hometown that has been open for maybe 2 days. Gorgeous.
You're christening the church?
I tried to run to make it to the bathroom, didn't, and halfway through the aisle, as people are standing in line, my mom tells the story, is it sounded like somebody dumped a dump truck of water onto the marble floor, and as embarrassed as I was in the middle of winter in December in Minnesota, I decided not to stop and clean it up. I just kept running and went into the parking lot where my parents' van was unlocked and put myself into the van and just sat there for the rest of mass, freezing and shivering, and they go, "Yeah, you put on quite a show. It took about five people to clean that up before they could continue mass."
How old were you?
18.
Oh, that's a little older than I was picturing.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for you. I don't know. Maybe I feel more sorry for you now.
It was more embarrassing as an older person. Yes.
I would not have any interest in any type of space travel of any kind whatsoever. Brad, would you go to space if you had that chance?
Not interested at all. I'm very excited for, like, SpaceX and what he's doing, but I don't want to go to space.
Trisha?
No, I had a dream I did once, and I felt really accomplished. And I woke up, I was like, wow, that was super cool. And then... I didn't.
I had a dream.
Oh, that is amazing. Oh, I feel like, true. I don't have to go to work today because I just had a dream that I won the Nobel Peace Prize.
I killed it. It was awesome.
Taking today
off. Rob, would you go to space?
No, I have no interest.
I felt like you would be the one in here who would, unless you wouldn't.
Oh my gosh, yes, I would.
You would?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I don't know if I could stand the G's or whatever you have to deal with.
Pretend
in
like
going into space.
The G's.
Yeah, you're like so yeah. Tom Cruise over here. I can't say the G's.
Yeah, because I mean, I can barely ride a roller coaster
many,
at Six Flags
how
anymore.
How many
you know?
G's do you need to have to be a trillionaire?
Oh, gosh.
G's and G's.
Probably 10.
I think we just came up with an idea for
at least.
Joe Biden quote.
We need to find a place in St. Louis, and so I'd love to hear from the listeners if anybody knows mm-hmm. one where they can kind of mimic space travel, and they like put you in one of those chairs to experience what like 3 G's is versus 4 G's and whatnot.
Man, I'd vomit.
If he says that he wants to go to space but can't handle a ride at
happily,
Six Flags.
Happily watch Ryan do that, though.
Oh, me
yeah.
too. I will fund it.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's not even like a torturous thing. You're up for it.
No, I would really like to know if I could...
handle.
I mean, it won't happen in my lifetime that I could afford going into space. But thinking like, oh, if I was born in the next generation, that becomes a common thing. I would really like to do that.
They send like animals to space to see how they handle it. Just sign up to be like experimental.
Hey, I'm signing up on the barn animal sheet. You're sending goats. Yeah, goat can handle it. Can
you'd
I do
really,
it?
You'd really go.
I would go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would like to see. I mean, it's low orbit, but.
Will you wear the Captain America shirt while you do it?
Whatever they'll let me wear. I don't know. I'll wear whatever they tell me to
wear. Will you wear the moose costume?
No. I'll never wear that again.
Mark Reardon's coming in here next. Don't turn the dial. If you want our podcast, find the Annie Fry Show podcast wherever you get them or on the Odyssey app. Stick around. More 97.1 in just a minute.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.